the damn pickles. Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Is that Don D.C. Kelly out here?
You know it, Lowdown Huggy.
See, you're still dyslexic. Where's Rodney Perry? Is Rodney Perry there?
He left, man.
Oh, you had Perry and Carey?
Yes.
What is it, the On the Fun Tour? It must be Spill Your Coffee Friday. Tom, you got more Negroes on the show this morning than church overflow on Palm Sunday. Amen. Let's count down this week's contenders, shall we? Contender number one and two, Nicole Murphy and Michael Strahan. Now, what happened to black love, y'all? I like Nicole Murphy and Michael Strahan as a couple. Mm-hmm. I used to call them Beauty and the Teeth. But who knew the love and happiness would end like a scene on Love and Hip Hop? Some people blaming Nicole for breaking up Michael on the day he was getting inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm, saying stuff like, Nicole's ain't loyal.
Nicole's ain't loyal.
I just love saying that. Some people are saying her announcement was strategically planned, Sybil. They're calling it breakup gate.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I know about women. I'm going to tell you, I know a whole lot about women.
Okay.
Women wait for the right time. You hear me? You know how many brothers were told on the last child support payment that the kid he raised for 18 years wasn't his? Oh, they wait for it. But Nicole, if Michael Strahan wasn't faithful, you knew he lied through his teeth every time he opened his mouth. And his last name is Strahan. Come on, y'all.
Lied through his teeth.
Contender number three, Cowboys owner Jerry Flip Phone Jones.
Oh.
Yep, old Jerry Flip Phone Jones is a freak. Who knew there's two pics of Jerry Jones circulating? One, he's holding a young woman's breast, and another, him holding another young lady, is doing the crotch and tiger hidden dragon by the billionaire's Bozak. Thanks for the picture, Jay. Anyway. When we hear anything regarding a cowboy involving two picks, it's usually Romo. Problem is, Jerry's been married for 51 years. That's older than the two women that's in the picture combined, Sybil. All I'm saying is his wife might not be a little perky like she used to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, Huggy.
You know, she ain't the Twin Peaks type. Y'all know about that Twin Peaks? Had a lot of downtime here.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen his wife?
Yes.
Oh, no, y'all haven't. Okay. Contender number four is Floyd Mayweather for reminding us why we call him money. Floyd is always anteing up and upping the ante. Y'all see video of Floyd getting bathed by his assistant?
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
When I saw that, it made me want to get a bigger sink. And a new assistant. Marion Barry, you are the Bama of the week. Week. Oh, yeah. For driving the wrong way down a one-way on a Sunday and hitting a Hyundai. Then blaming it on a hypoglycemic attack. Come on, Marion Barry. First, the B sets you up. Now the D sets you up. You blame it on the alcohol, not the low sugar. Ain't that right, Jay? He must have had a cracked windshield.
Windshield.
Get it?
He's the man for life now. He's the Bama for life.
Yeah.